Chapter 16. The Return of the Argonauts. Under the dark shadow of Medea's crime, the Argonauts sailed on in the Black Sea. But they soon hit a big storm, and the ship was thrown around in the rough water and carried in the darkness between islands and high cliffs. After some time, the Argonauts heard a voice.
"You have done a terrible thing, and you cannot escape the anger of Zeus. You must go to the island of Aea, because only Circe the Enchantress can clean you of your crimes. But the way there is so long and terrible that no man has sailed there before."
The Argonauts cried out in fear, but again the wind took their ship into the darkness. On and on they sailed, sometimes rowing and sometimes taken by the wind, but never knowing where they were going. After many days, they came to a land of ice and snow, and they saw great white bears and wild men wearing animal skins and singing strange songs. The Argonauts rowed quickly past these frozen coasts where the sun shone at midnight and on into the North Sea. Still they sailed on and into the West Sea, and then finally south into warmer waters. Suddenly Heracles cried,
"My friends, we are back in our world again. Look, there is Atlas holding up the sky on his shoulders, and there below him is the Garden of Hesperides."
They rested in the peaceful garden for some time, and then sailed on once more to the Mediterranean Sea and to the little island of Aea, where Medea's aunt, the enchantress Circe, lived. Medea told Circe of her crime, and her aunt cleaned them all of the blood of Absyrtus and sent them on their way with lighter hearts. But near Aea, there was another island, which is now called Capri, and on this island lived the Sirens. The Sirens were once women, but now they were terrible creatures with big wings and the feet and tails of birds. The Sirens sang so sweetly that anyone who heard them would forget everything else, jump into the sea and swim to the shore to find them. But there the evil Sirens would catch them and kill them. It was said that if anyone could hear their wonderful singing but sail away unhurt, it would be the end of the Sirens. When the Argonauts came close to the island and the Sirens started singing, Medea cried,
"Dear Orpheus, play your beautiful harp and sing for our lives."
So Orpheus played more sweetly than he ever had before, and his music was so wonderful that the Argonauts listened to his song and forgot all about the Sirens. And as the Argo sailed away with the Argonauts unhurt, all the Sirens that were singing that day jumped from their rock and died. The Argonauts sailed on, seeing many other wonderful sights, including a monster with many heads and the island where Helios kept his milk-white cows with horns made of gold. In time, they came to the happy land of the Phaeacians. Here they celebrated the wedding of Jason and Medea, and soon after they sailed on to the south of Greece and came to the island of Crete. But there were many problems in Crete. In the early days, the gods had given to the first king, Minos, a man made of metal called Talos. He was a huge man who ran around the island three times a day and threw stones at ships to send them down under the deep water. The monster was now completely out of control and had separated Crete from the rest of the world. Deucalion, the new king of Crete, had joined the Argonauts to avoid this problem, but now he begged the Argonauts to help him to destroy Talos. Not even Heracles could think of how to do it. Then the witch Medea said,
Only magic can help us to destroy Talos. Do as I say, and all will be well."
She then told them all what to do. As they came closer to the island, Talos appeared, bright red with heat and carrying a great rock in his hands. First, Orpheus played some gentle music on his harp, and as Talos stopped to listen, Medea spoke to him.
"Talos, I am Medea the witch, and I can make you king of the world and ruler of the gods if you make me your queen."
"How can you do that?"
the great creature growled.
"In your body you have some ichor, the blood of the gods. But unlike the gods, you will not live forever and can die. I can use my magic to make you live forever, but to do that, you must let me land safely with one follower."
Talos agreed, and Medea landed with Poeas, the smallest of the Argonauts. What Talos did not know was that even though he was small, Poeas was very skilled with a bow and arrow, and he was carrying Heracles' bow with him. Once he was on shore, Poeas went and sat quietly among the rocks, and Medea started to collect herbs to make a magic drink. She chopped the herbs into a large pot, singing wildly, while Talos slowly came near because he was interested in this strange witch. He did not come too close, though, because in his foot there was a nail which stopped the ichor coming out of his body, and he was afraid of anybody touching it. When the drink was ready, Medea poured it into a cup and held it out for Talos.
"Drink," she said brightly. "This wine will make you live forever."
Without thinking, Talos took the cup and drank. Then he quickly became very sleepy and found it difficult to stand up. He was determined not to fall asleep, though, in case anyone tried to take the nail. But then Poeas quickly stood up, took out his bow, and fired an arrow which hit the nail and knocked it out of Talos's foot. The ichor started rushing out of Talos's body, and he cried out and tried to find the nail. But the magic wine was too strong for him, and soon he lay cold and still, a man of metal and nothing more. Deucalion thanked the Argonauts greatly, and they left Crete happily and sailed towards Iolcus. There Jason found that his father was now dead, and his uncle Peleus was still king. Jason was happy for Peleus to rule over Iolcus, but Medea wanted to be its queen. One day, she told Peleus' daughters that she could use her magic to make their father young again. She told them to kill him, cut up his body, and put the pieces into a large pot. She said that with some magic words, their father would come out of the pot as a young man. But after his daughters had done this, the king stayed dead because Medea had not taught them the magic words. When the people of Iolcus discovered what Medea had done, they told her and Jason to leave their land and never come back. Medea then killed their two sons and ran away. After this, Jason became sad and lonely. One day, he went down to the beach to find his old ship Argo and sat down to rest next to it.
"You are my only friend," he said to the ship sadly.
Soon he fell asleep in the shade of the ship, but the wood was very old, and suddenly the front of the ship fell on Jason's head and killed him.